Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'd like to welcome you to the show today, and it's so good to see you, so good to have you here. Today, we're interviewing again on the episode 3 of the Courage to Heal series. And today, we have a very special guest on our show. She's gone through a very large transformation in her life. Her husband's also gone through this large healing transformation. And we're going to give you the exact step-by-step kind of, I wouldn't say formula, but step-by-step ways that she was able to heal her body and how she was able to return to a very vibrant life. So we're going to do this and so much more. As soon as we get back, I'm going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with my first guest, Dr. Master Shaw. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And again, today I have the very great pleasure of interviewing Master Shaw. Let me tell you who he is for some of you that haven't tuned into our other episodes. Master Shaw is a Tao Grandmaster. He's a healer, a teacher, and author of 30 books, including 11 New York Times bestsellers and several others on bestseller lists like the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Amazon. He has an MD degree in Western medicine from China, and he's also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Master Shaw has combined the essence of Western medicine with the ancient wisdom to create soul, mind, body medicine. Master Shaw's soul healing and his Tao teachings are here now, helping humanity in so many ways. And I want to just say this before I turn him loose into this amazing energy that he brings to our show. He's also a grandmaster of several Asian arts. In 2002, he was named Qigong Master of the Year and at the Fourth World Congress of Qigong. With the creation of the Tao calligraphy, he's received the calligrapher can receive, being appointed to the position of National Chinese Calligrapher Master, as well as the Honorable Researcher Professor by State Ethnic Academy of Painting of Beijing, China. Master Shaw, it's so good to have you today.
Thank you, Ken. I'm delighted to serve. Thank you.
Well, today we're talking again on the kidney. We're talking again on the lower back issues and things that help people to really step into a new way of living, a new way of thinking, a new way of eating, a new way of health and vitality in their world. And so what happens with our lower back? What goes on with the lower back issues that so many people have? Why do they have these things?
So in traditional Chinese medicine, I study both. I can introduce Western medicine as MD, doctor of traditional Chinese medicine. I'm the acupuncturist, a herbalist. I have done acupuncture for decades. So therefore, I have hundreds, thousand people with a back pain. But I want to share with the public, in traditional Chinese medicine, in ancient Tao, Tao is Chinese, you know, Chinese have Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism. But the Taoism, this is not a religion, it's like a wisdom, ancient wisdom. So the kidney is in charge of lower back. We have five elements, wood, fire, earth, mental, water. Wood authority organs, liver. Fire element is heart. And the earth is spleen, metal, lung, and the kidney, urinary kidney. It's a water element. So the kidney is in the lower back area. So in the traditional Chinese medicine theory, kidney function. Kidney, if a kidney function well, and people lower back very good. It does not mean you have a back pain, you have a kidney issues, but the kidney energy, everybody know the energy are related with lower back. When your lower back pain, when you have spinal column issue, your kidney energy definitely weak. You go to blood testing, the kidney function could be okay, but the kidney already weak. So therefore today, we will interview one of my healer teacher as I train, and let her share her serious lower back pain. So therefore, today later at the end, Ken will show, I create a video and for kidney that exactly related with the lower back plus and kidney, bladder. Remember the first day, first show, Ken interviewed his friend Bill Gladstone, has a bladder cancer. Oh, yo, huge challenge. And the 2 days, two times before. So he listened to the kidney video and he shared it with Master Shah. I could not believe this kidney and this is a video doc, how much helped him, urine issue, kidney issue, back issue. So therefore, that is basically dog calligraphy, dog sounds bring the light. Everybody know, I'm not talking about the modern medicine, not talking about any medicine. It's Master Shah create art behind me. The one I wrote art and the source put the light inside. Now what we are doing? See the studio light with a can with me. Without light, you cannot see us. But this is a physical light. The sun and the moon outside shines Mother Earth, but the light I bring you to everybody is we all can connect. It's a source, it's a creator of heaven, earth, and the sun and the moon. So therefore, this is a unique service. One sentence, just to bring light. I do not promise anything. So many life-threatening people recover. I never claim. I heal anybody. I just bring light to you. Like a light washer. We take shower. We wash the dirt. The light comes. Wash liver, heart, kidney. That's what I'm doing.
Well, you know what I love is that we're talking really about science, and we're talking about applied science in the healing with the Tao energy. And, you know, three Nobel Prize winners this year, I think it was this year or last year, but they all got Nobel Prize from entanglement theory, showing how we're all connected. What we're doing here is Master Shah has worked with so many people, including my friend Bill Gladstone and a couple shows before, where where the healer, the person that wants to step in and change their body energy and their vibration and heal their whatever's inside of them, well, they open up to become more activity to and work with the Master Shah to allow that receptivity so that light comes into the body in different ways. Now, some of you might be skeptics of this, and I want to let you know that. That's okay. You can be a skeptic. It's okay. It's not about whether it works or not. It's about whether results we get. Wouldn't you agree? It's just about results.
Yeah.
So today we're going to have that story in a minute about some of the results that our guest has. And in fact, why don't we take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll bring our special guest on who's worked with Master Shah. She's going to tell a little bit of her story. And I think you're going to relate to this in so many ways. I'm talking to you, my audience. We're going to open our minds and open our hearts in new ways. So let me take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll jump right in.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want. No matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund.
Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Buddy, it's your host Ken D. Foster, and of course you're listening to the Courage to Change series. This is episode number 3, and today we're very blessed. Master Shah has invited his students now, but it wasn't at first. Nadia Rose, and Nadia is she's got a whole bunch of talent. She's a life coach. She's a licensed esthetician. She's been a wellness practitioner for over 25 years. And currently she is a Tao calligraphy art practitioner. And she helps people around the world to get in touch with their own inner sacred wisdom to be able to heal their own bodies. Nadia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure. And I'm just so happy that you're here, and I know Master Shah's happy you're here too today to tell your story. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey with your, you know, I know you had some back issues, some things going on in your body. Tell us a little bit about your journey, where you were and what happened and what's going on now.
Well, thank you, first of all, Ken and Dr. and Master Shah, for the opportunity to share. So my story may inspire many other people of how impossible transformation can lead us to great healing results, but not just to get healed, actually to maintain the results and to get healthier as we continue on our transformation journey. Well, first of all, I found Master Shah because my mother had a difficult time to walk. She had all kinds of issues with musculoskeletal system. And my husband at that time also had issues, including a very rare, very aggressive form of urinary bladder cancer. And the doctor was saying that the percentage of the survival very, very low. Very similar to what Bill has experienced. And they said, even if he gets healed with the chemotherapy and everything, if cancer comes back, it definitely even lowers the survival rate. So I said, okay, you know, I have this amazing master that I have just met. So why don't we try the modality that he is offering? Because I trust he is a very powerful master. So in less than 6 months, my husband was completely recovered. And I am talking about to the stage of the cancer that was not only very aggressive, it already penetrated to the wall of the urinary bladder. So when they went to the urinary bladder to take a surgery, actually they had to scoop up the cancer growth that already penetrated into the wall of the urinary bladder. So in 6 months, they did a checkup. So when they went again with the camera to look and check how the urinary bladder wall is looking, it was all pinky, happy-looking bladder, and they could not even find the scarring. And all the blood work actually showed that everything looks perfect. So that's my story of my husband. Then later,
well, let me just yes, ask you about your husband. So he had tried traditional medicine. He was going to an MD, and that's good. That's awesome. He was doing allopathic medicine. How did he get to be open? I guess he trusted you. How did he go, okay, I'm going to try something new? What was it going on in his mind for him to do that?
He knew that his wife is a strange woman. She's a healer. And I was like a maniac looking for the modalities that could work for people to get tangible healing results. And I went through lots of certifications, lots of different courses, just to find out that was not powerful enough. So I kept looking. So by the time when I met Master Shah, I already seen so many people receiving the miracles. So that was the only option. And honestly, my husband still felt at this time that I was treating my healing passion others as a hobby. But he said, let's give a try, because his mother died from cancer. His father died from cancer. His uncle died from cancer. And even the dog died from cancer. So my husband is the only survivor, and he just wanted to live, and he somehow trusted. We did both. We did chemotherapy, and we did Master Shah's Tao calligraphy healing and all the transmissions and the blessings that he has received. But because he received all of this, and I was continue to heal and bless him and do the meditation practices with him to continue to clear the message of the cancer, he had zero side effects from the chemotherapy, and he has not lost hair. And he just felt fine. I just said, honey, as you drive to your chemotherapy, turn on all your blessings and chant this mantra, light, light, light. And chemotherapy only target the cancer cells and do not touch the healthy cells. And he had zero side effects. It was so powerful.
I love that. I love that. So good. Listen, we got about 4 minutes more in this segment, and I want to get to your story. So please tell us, after he's got the cancer, now you get sick. So what happened to you?
About 6 years ago, I started to have episodes that I could not walk, or I could not get up from bed. So I've learned how to roll my body off the bed and crawl on the floor to actually use the bathroom. It was that severe. By the time I went to the doctor really said, you know, you're like one of the million people who do have back pain, and we have two opportunities for you to resolve the issue, to be on the pain meds for the rest of my life, or to have a surgery that actually can put a metal rod and support your spinal column. None of it was my option. And as I was already a practitioner and using Master Shah techniques, people were healing to the rest of, to the left and to the right around the world. So it was just a matter of time and trust for me that one day I will be healed. And literally, if you ask me what my pain was on a scale of 1 to 10, sometimes it was 20. But I dedicated my day from waking up and tracing the calligraphies that you see behind me, very similar, for 2, 3, 5, 6 hours a day. And my pain would go from 8 to 2 to 0, and I was able to go to sleep. And honestly, as I was serving and helping others to heal on their journey, it took me about 5 years to recover from my lower back pain. And I had to completely stop snuba diving, horseback riding, skiing, walking the dogs. I could not even lift up things because everything was just like pain, 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 pain. I felt like a minefield of pain. But I trusted. I said, my husband got healed. My clients are still healing, even though I am sick. So I am patient. And I just let go of the deadline when I should be healed. And honestly, 2 years ago, when I finally was able to travel to see my mother to Russia, and I was volunteering at the maternity hospital and teaching pregnant women before the delivery how to meditate with the Tao calligraphy and how to bring that beautiful soul in the less painful way and just be at peace during the delivering a baby, all suddenly I realized I was just like pain-free. And since that, I started to ski, I started to wear high heels, and I cannot stop about talking Master Shah's modality, how powerful it is. it is weird to be pain-free, but it's so much joyful to be pain-free. So if you're not pain-free yet, you are next to have a possibility to become pain-free. And I am 100% a witness of it.
Wow. Well, listen, I'm going to have to take a break. But before I do, I want to comment on a couple of things, because I always look at for the mind, for the principles involved. And, you know, one of the things I keep hearing with the different shows that we do with Master Shah is that you persisted. You didn't let doubt and uncertainty creep into your mind too much. You just kept going one foot in front of the other, kept working with the modality. And that's part of the major thing here. So many people have a start-stop pattern. They start doing something, then they stop. Would you say that contributed tremendously to your healing?
Absolutely. And I'm just Russian. We have a strong personality and we just don't quit until we get there. And that's what I teach my clients. It doesn't matter even where you're from, but what modality is all about is you don't expect to go to the university and get the PhD on a day two of you being in university. It takes 5 dedicated years if you pass the exam. So why do you expect that the chronic condition of 5, 10, 20 years could transform like this? And yes, it could. I have some clients who just in 2 minutes got pain-free and pain never got back. But, you know, if you have to work and be tested further, maybe we just have to let go of the what's the our deadline to get and just consistently with the faith get there with the practices, because it truly works. Like, I cannot put finger how exactly it works, but can it just works. And my husband is cancer free, I am pain free, and it just extraordinary.
Wow, that's wonderful, Nadia. And by the way, I want to thank you for coming here and sharing your story with us, because it's so inspiring and hopeful, and it really lifts people up right now. I know they're listening to this and they're thinking, gosh, is this chronic pain ever going to go away? Well, there's hope. So thank you so much. I got to go to break, Nadia. So and we'll be back in just a minute with Dr. Master Shah. Thank you so much. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and you are listening to the Voices of Courage show. By the way, if this is important to you and you're hearing things for the first time and you're wondering, wow, where can I first start with this? Well, we're going to put up on screen here. You can go to it's CourageDrShah.com, CourageDrShah.com, to take your first step in learning about the modalities that are available for you right now to heal. So just want to let everybody know that. And the other thing I want to let my audience know is that if this is moving you, go tell a family member, go tell a friend, let them watch your show. This is something that can be life-changing for so many people. All right, Dr. Shah, Master Shah, would you like to say anything to Nadia while okay. We got you both?
First of all, thank you, Nadia, for your sharing the story of your husband, yourself, and the key message you give to public. I always offer the teaching, Ken, and every listeners, what people watch here. Tian, heaven, Ren, human being, Ge Ban, 50-50. Whatever, as a healer, I give you the blessing, you have to do your work. Like Ken said, if Nadia is not persistent to do for 5 years, the serious back pain are still there. And they start crawl on the floor, cannot walk. But I still believe the calligraphy here behind me, are you just crazy? Maybe you feel better, you know, one day you from 8 to 2 or 0. One day come back again. How you do again? It come back again. So therefore, do you give up? She said that she has a Russian personality, never give up. I was laughed in my heart. We all need to that kind of never give up. So thank you so much. My message, earlier we said the first session, I teach Tao. It's a Tao science. Quantum physicist, Dr. Ruling and I, and she's a scientist. We explain to humanity what this means. Dao calligraphy, Dao sound, the frequency vibration. We have a touching the source with Deepak Chopra, Irvin Laszlo. These are famous scientists we discussed together. Therefore, we have done can. We have done research. We have done for more than 600 cases like Nadia, chronic life-threatening condition with medical data. It's not only spiritual thing. We have medical data, CT scan, MR, blood testing. So therefore, more and more depression, anxiety, quite a few cancer case study. So therefore, but I never claim I heal cancer. I never claim I heal everything. Like I said, I just bring the love light. This is not a medical service. It's just everybody, million people follow Jesus, Mother Mary, follow Buddha. And I just share there's a universal power, love light. So simple. We have the pain, inflammation, tumor, cancer. In the Tao science, negative information, energy, matter. The light is coming. The light can wash. How simple. The light in the room, light of a dark room. Morning sun, light of a dark night. This source light from calligraphy, from the singing you experienced today for the kidney again. I wish it can help you. It's not a one time, 10 minutes. Continue, listen until you have a significant transformation and recovery. Never promise.
So, I think, pain. Pain is a great motivator of people, So when we're in pain, it helps us to get very focused and do whatever it takes to heal, because it hurts and it shuts us down in so many ways. So I really like what you're saying, Master Shah, that we have to persist. And Nadia says that we have to persist at whatever we're doing to be able to make this work. And let me ask you, so persistence works. Is there some kind of person or a mindset out there that couldn't heal? Is there, they can't heal themselves. Does that happen? Is that people that just go, this doesn't work for me?
Yeah. For example, there's a chronic life-threatening condition. I never claim I heal cancer, heal any condition. So just remember, what I'm doing is I just give the wisdom. My book here, Dao Calligraphy, what I said at the ending, I just read one paragraph. Conclusion, I have a dream that humanity will pay more and more attention to self-healing. I honor all medical professionals. I study modern medicine and as MD from China. And all the alternative and complementary medicines, as well as all ways to improve our health and happiness. The message I always share with humanity is, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world. Ken, thank you so much. The third show, first show, Bill, you can view before. Second show is Carmen. Cancer, 80% on the liver. And Nadia shared her husband cancer, but I never claim heal cancer. People report their result. Nadia, serious back pain. So therefore, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. You need to do your job, but not everybody can be healed.
There seems to be a thread. I interview a lot of people around energy and energy medicine, what we can do to heal our bodies, and there's a simple thread that runs through that. And in the Christian terminology, it would the principle is where two or more are gathered, therefore there is the Tao, there is the God, there is the Jesus, there is the energy, there's that. And when people can remain together in community, when they have a community where the community uplifts them and they start to feel this energy resonating in them, their self, their soul energy, the Tao, when they feel it, then they become more receptive. And quite frankly, life gets different. It gets a lot more harmonious with nature, right? But we have to step into that energetic place And you bring that in so good. So I just love that. We only got about 3 minutes before we go to this video. We're going to talk about the video today. You want to introduce the video we're going to see today so we can kind of set that up?
Okay. And I create a Tao calligraphy Tao song for transformation and the rejuvenation of kidney. So Tao calligraphy here. Calligraphy is the art. Tao is a source. So when I write a calligraphy, I connect with the source. Source put the invisible love light in the path. You see the video. Then you just follow your hand tracing. Then you chant sacred mantra. Mantra cannot be explained, cannot be translated. It's an ancient sound carry the power to remove life blockages, including health, relationship, finances. So therefore, I created 10 minutes because I have created thousands of spiritual healers. I have served millions of people. But how can I really serve the mass? And heaven guided me to create a videotape. So therefore, after you see this one, okay, today we show the kidney. But I made the liver, heart, spleen, lung, kidney, lower back, knee, and the stress, and many more on the way. And the people can access with this service through courage.drsha.com. One more time, courage.drsha.com. You can connect with these videos. Yes, thank you so much.
Well, we're going to go to the video. First, I'm going to take a quick break, but we're going to get that video up right now. So hold on, and we're going to go there.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome. I am bringing you Tao calligraphy and a Tao song for your lower back. Tao is the ultimate source and the creator. This source field carries most of the positive information, energy, and matter. I have created a sacred Tao calligraphy. This calligraphy reads, You, Ya, He, You. This is the sacred Tao mantra and the song. This sacred mantra cannot be translated, but it carries the source, information, energy, and matter. How do we use this field? We need to connect with it. The first step is to trace, to follow the path of oneness writing and connect with the source field. Do it with me now. Relax while you trace it. Now follow the animation to continue tracing. Now we will connect deeper with the Dao calligraphy Dao sound field by chanting Yu Ya He Yu. Place one palm over the lower abdomen and the other palm on the lower back, any area that you have an issue on pain, stiffness, or inflammation. Follow the animation to chant with me. You can chant silently, you can chant aloud. Yu Ya He Yo, Yu Ya He Yo, Yu Ya He Yo. Yu Ya He Yo, 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 Yu Ya Yo. You yeah, hey, 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 yo.
Alrighty, well, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that video. We got to close the show, but I want to thank all of you for being here. Master Shah, I want to thank you for being here. And of course, our special guest, Nadia Rose, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all of our teams for being able to put this together. And until next time, keep seeing the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Take care.